Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Stony Bridge program. Unless by tomorrow the new omnibus bill is approved, the U.S. government will partially shut down. But this is really nothing new. The editorial board of the New York Post wrote on December 21. Nearly 3 months late, with just days left before the holidays, and under the threat of a looming government shutdown, Congress is finally doing most of this year's work by passing an omnibus spending bill. What a truly insane way to run the government. On Tuesday, the Senate voted to move the $1.7 trillion, 4,155-page legislative whooper to keep the government funded for the rest of the 2024 fiscal year, which began October 1. Leadership hopes to finalize it this week before a partial government shutdown takes effect at 11 p.m. Friday. Why the delay and last-minute rush when lawmakers had a whole year to get this done? No emergency derailed the quote-unquote normal process. This has just become the new quote-unquote normal, as Congress now routinely winds up in this mess, at least half intentionally. As many think, an omnibus is the best chance to get their way. No lawmaker can read 4,155 pages in a matter of hours. At best, he can absorb the partial summaries the leaders share. Nor can lawmakers even offer amendments. The entire package must be voted on in full as is, with "he voted to shut down the government" ads ahead for those who refuse to go along. No wonder the public consistently and increasingly holds Congress in low regard. Sooner or later, a president or House or Senate faction of sufficient power has to put an end to this and fight as hard as it takes, including likely federal shutdowns, to force Congress to do its job on annual spending on time and in an orderly, deliberative fashion. Will this ever happen? I doubt it. I sincerely doubt it. It was reported that 31 GOP lawmakers and lawmakers-elect objected to the bill, which was negotiated by both Republicans and Democrats. But the bill needs only the support of 10 Republicans to pass the evenly divided Senate. Now, one of the critics of the bill is Senator Rand Paul. The Hill wrote on December 21, "The Kentucky Republican unveiled his own version of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas' on Tuesday as the $1.7 trillion government funding bill was released." Now, as I love to read and even sometimes write poems myself, I just like to read from Paul's rewritten poem, according to how it was quoted in The Hill. "It was a week before Christmas, and through the Senate and House, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The earmarks were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The senators were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of pork danced in their heads. No budget was found, just mischief and debt, while the taxpayers hung their poor heads and wept. Now McConnell, now Schumer, now Pelosi and Vixen, on Biden, on Stupid, on Dumber and Blitzen, to debt, to bankruptcy, to free money for all. Now dash, dash away, more cash for all. This spending season, instead of naughty and nice, Santa brought everyone something, regardless of price. And don't forget a delicious candy cane, sweet with $40 billion to tide over Ukraine. Because of the climate, it's not PC to leave coal. No one seems to care because we're trillions in the hole. Don't worry about leaving the budget a mess. Democrats have given you 87,000 agents of the IRS. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Happy bankruptcy to all, and to all a good night." Now, my conclusion. I don't want to wish you a happy Christmas because I do not keep that holiday. But I do wish you health, true peace, and real joy in these terrible, dark times, which are here to stay. This is Norbert Link. Until next time, thanks much for watching.